Welcome back. Still at the halftime, about 2 minutes to go in the half, and we'll get you ready for the third quarter. And again, Golden Tornado in front, 33-28. Balanced scoring attack for Butler, and they're just a little bit off the pace of what they average, 74.5 points per game, which is second best across all of 6A. But we had mentioned their defense, which surrenders on average 69.7 points per game. And again, they've got some games that would have inflated that number, and you look to the Alderdice game, the Mount Lebanon game, as two in particular as to why that number may be as high as it is. However, they've still played a number of other games outside of that, and that's also why you've seen that number inflated as well. But they've held the Raiders, for the most part, in check, only 28 points so far tonight for Seneca Valley. The Golden Tornado just hoping to get it going even more offensively. We had mentioned the three ball, which just not has not been falling at the rate that I think Matt Clement would expect, and you've had some open looks, really looks that they want to have against a 3-2 zone defense, which the Raiders have been playing for most of the night. They just haven't been able to get them to fall. So we'll see what the offensive readjustment is for the Golden Tornado coming into the second half. Not that there needs to be a major one, and perhaps they'll just keep things the way they are, but they're probably just looking to have a bit of a bigger lead. I mean, this was at one point a 12-point lead, now just reduced to 5 here in the second half. But the Golden Tornado will kick things off in the second quarter, or rather third quarter, with the ball, and they will be moving right to left now on the radio dial. And if you'd like to watch this game on replay, our friends from Armstrong are here tonight, so I'm sure this one will make its way to the Armstrong Cable Network. You can hear play-by-play from Ed Cody and the color commentary from George Abraham. But, of course, we've got you live here tonight on WBUT. Well, fresh 8 minutes on the clock, and we'll be ready to roll here. Ball inbounded. It is the original starting five for both teams back out on the floor. 33-28, the Golden Tornado in front. Luke Patton with it now, top of the key. Patton over to Clement. Let's a long three go. And Maddox Clement coming out of halftime, burying a three. 36-28, 7:42 to go in the third. 1-3, 1-2-2, the defense now for the Golden Tornado. Tic-tac-toe for Seneca Valley. And Mason Bush lets a three ball go that does not fall. Rebound Ethan Morton. He finds a cutting Devin Carney, whose scoop layup does not go. But Ethan Morton is there for the follow. And so the Golden Tornado coming out with a quick 4 points. There are rather 5 points to give them a 38-28 lead now. Gabe Lawson, top of the key, goes corner to Behringer. Back to Lawson. Lawson looking to drive, skips it out wide. Three ball on the way from Behringer, no good. Rebound fought for, knocked around. Raiders pull it down. Mason Bush lets a three ball go, and he buries it. 16 points tonight for Bush. Raiders trailing by 7, just under the 7-minute mark to go in the third. Here's Morton with it now. Entry pass to Patton. Patton drives, kicks out to Scribner. Back to Clement. Long three for Clement is good. And he hit it right in front of his dad. I mean, he was probably a good 6 feet from beyond the arc. 9 points now for Clement. 10-point lead for the Golden Tornado. Inside pass to Mike. Now corner to Bush. Bush floats one back up top to Lawson. Lawson's three, front of the rim, no good. Bush there with the board. He goes back up with it. Let's see if they call it on the shot because he was fouled. Let's see if they say it was on the floor. No, they're going to say no shot. That foul was on the floor. They're going to get Ethan Morton with the foul. The first of the half, and now the Raiders will inbound underneath. Trailing by 10, Seneca Valley is. 6:28 to go in the third. Inbound to DeMite, swung along perimeter. Now corner to Bush. 1-2-2, still the defense for the Golden Tornado. Pass floated to Behringer, who tips it over to Marcus Mike. Mike, a little bit out of his comfort zone, will hand it off to Zajac. Zajac goes back inside to Mike. Turnaround jumper from the elbow, no good. Rebound pulled down by Morton. Morton trots up the floor, crosses the timeline, kicks out to Devin Carney. Carney flips it right back over to Morton. Morton looking to drive, stutter step backwards. Now a left-handed pass to Luke Patton, inside to Scribner, back out to Morton. Three ball on the way, that does not fall. Marcus Mike pulls down the rebound, pass up quickly to Bush. Bush one-on-one the other way, his layup is up and in. Mason Bush, have yourself a night, 18 points for the junior. 41-33 the score, Butler in front. Another long three for Clement. Oh, he got it again. 9 points in the quarter for Maddox. 12 points overall. The sophomore feeling it from well beyond the arc. Raiders looking to drive. Pass knocked around. Patton is able to take it away. However, he floats a pass that will be intercepted by Zajac's inside pass to Mike. Mike finishes at the rim. 44-35, Golden Tornado in front. A little bit more of a hectic pace here to begin things in the second half. 5 minutes to go in the third. Spin move for Martin. And then a beautiful pass to find Luke Patton on the attack. Patton now with 10 as he finishes. 46-35 the score. Butler in front. Here comes Lawson. Drives. Kicks out wide to Bush. Perimeter pass to Zajac. Back to Bush. Long. No, it's a three ball for Mason Bush, who has responded with five threes tonight. And he's got 21. Morton looks to drive. Tries to force a pass on the inside that goes off of the hands of Luke Patton and out of bounds. And so Seneca Valley will take it back over. 46-38 the score. Golden Tornado in front. 4:40 to go in the third. And the ball was intercepted as Maddox Clement somehow beat a one-on-three. Clement, the primary scorer here in the third. He's got 11 in this quarter alone, and we're not even halfway through yet. 48-38. Butler in front. Inside pass to Maidu, who finds a nice dish to Gabe Lawson. His layup does not go. Behringer with the rebound. Outlet pass to Zajac. That three ball does not finish, and so here come the Golden Tornado with the ball. It is Morton. Morton kicks out wide. Three ball from Clement. Oh, he got it again! And this is a timeout just to stop Maddox Clement. Five threes as he hits the bench smiling. With good reason. My goodness. 17 points for Maddox Clement tonight. 15 of those coming in the third quarter alone. Or 14 of those, excuse me. A remarkable performance. And it's not like these are right with his toe just off the line three-pointers. These things are from 3 to 4 feet, at times 5 feet beyond the arc, and he is just draining them with confidence from a guy that, he missed a lot in the first half, but he was able to bury a number of them here. In fact, he hasn't missed anything in the third, not to mention a beautiful play. It was him versus three Seneca Valley players deep in the backcourt. He was able to get a hand on the ball, and then he came away with a layup. So just a remarkable play defensively from Maddox, but it's just been his offense that is almost jaw-droppingly good here in the third quarter. And you've got a heck of a performance on the other end by Mason Bush, who's hit five threes tonight as well. He's got 21 points. So we mentioned the three ball not falling in the early goings for the Golden Tornado. Well, that's not the case here anymore. 4 minutes to go in the third. Butler leading by 13. The Raiders with the ball now. It's Gabe Lawson. Lawson left side wing will trigger to Trey Roswell, who checks into the game. Back up top to Zajac. Zajac drives, kicks out wide. Roswell struggled to get a handle on the ball, and so he can't take the open three. Instead, they give it to Gabe Lawson, who drives, finds Zajac, who finishes. 51-40. Golden Tornado with it quickly the other way. Morton will drive, and he will draw a foul on his attack. It will be on the floor, and so the Golden Tornado will inbound. They get that foul against Gabe Lawson. It will be the first foul of the half for Seneca Valley, and the first for Lawson. 3:38 to go, Butler leading by 11. Morton to inbound for the Golden Tornado. He just lobs it in deep to Luke Patton, who is able to pull it down with the long reach that the junior has. He hands it off to Morton. High screen. Morton driving to his left. Through contact, his layup no good. Mason Montag instead will be called for a reach foul on the rebound, and so Seneca Valley will get the ball back, and Montag will pick up his third foul. Second foul of the half for the Golden Tornado. They lead 51-40. Raiders break the Maddox Clement pressure very easily this time. And now as they get on the other side of the court, Clement hustles back and steals the ball away. He will feed it over to Ethan Martin. Martin driving left side wing. And now we'll attack with a nice little dish to Luke Patton, who cannot finish at the rim. However, he gets his own offensive board. It finishes, and a timeout taken by the Golden Tornado as the hustle play from Clement to get back on defense, strip the ball away, find Morton, and then Morton gives it off to Luke Patton, who gives you a hustle play after he misses the first rebound and finishes the second. 53-40 the score after the full timeout, the first of the evening for the Golden Tornado. Seneca Valley has used three to this point. So this is what you were hoping for from the Golden Tornado. If Ethan Morton wasn't scoring 30 points during the course of the evening, could you get production from the other players? And as the season has evolved, I think we've seen that. And I think we've seen also the comfort level of Morton to distribute the ball as well. I mean, this is probably, I don't want to say an underrated part of his game, but people look at the point total first and the box score when it comes to Ethan. His ability to distribute the ball, and I'm not into the minds of these Division I coaches, but if I'm looking at him, that's probably, in my mind, his strongest asset, is his ability to see the floor remarkably better than anybody else at this level. His distribution to find his teammates has been very good. However, the onus then becomes on the teammates to score the points, and they've done that tonight. Luke Patton with 12 points, Maddox Clement with the aforementioned 17 points this evening. So they have been able to finish at the rim, and this has been a major part of the development of this Golden Tornado team, who now come out in a 2-1-2 full-court press with 3:06 to go in the third. Butler leading by 13, 53-40. Zajac with it now. Stares down two of the point guards for the Golden Tornado. Will trigger right to Roswell. They float it up to Bush. Bush goes back to Zajac. Zajac picks up his dribble in the backcourt. They give it across to Roswell, who goes back to Zajac. Zajac's entry pass to Lawson, swung corner to Bush. Three ball on the way, front of the rim. Two defenders get tangled up on the board, and we've got a foul. We'll see who it's against. It appears to be the Golden Tornado. They're going to get Luke Patton with a push foul, which will be Patton's second in the third of the half for the Golden Tornado. 2:46 to go in the third, Butler leading by 13. It will be Zajac to inbound, and we've got a foul going the other way, as I believe it was Marcus Mike called for it. Indeed, it's an offensive foul against Mike, who will pick up his third. And it will be the second of the half for Seneca Valley. 53-40, Golden Tornado in front, 2:40 to go in the third. Morton with a rock now. Seneca Valley in man-to-man defense. And Morton may want the clear out on this. One-on-one. Step back three. Got it! And we've got an official timeout. Oh, they're going to wipe off the three. They're going to say it was a two. So Morton must have had the toe on the line. 55-40 now the score instead. 2:20 to go in the third. Seneca Valley breaks the pressure, flips it back to Lawson. Lawson will drive through defenders, has it swatted from behind by Ethan Morton. And so the Raiders will inbound underneath their own basket. 15-point lead for Butler. Ball floated in to Marcus Might. He cannot come down with the inbounds pass. It's taken away by Clement, who hands it off to Morton. Morton quickly with it the other way. Feeds it to Clement. Another long three. It's good. Maddox Clement burying another one. He's got 5 threes in this quarter alone. Zajac driving the other side. Roswell now with the ball. He throws a floater up off the glass and in. Trey Roswell with his first points of the evening. 58-42 the score. 1:40 to go in the third. Morton with it now. Top of the key. Spin move. Works around a defender. Now drives. Kicks out wide to Carney. Carney will look to drive through contact. His layup no good. Rebound fought for and pulled down by the Raiders. It is Marcus Mite with it. He outlets a pass to Gabe Lawson. Lawson coming middle, crosses the timeline, circles back around, and will allow the Raiders to settle into their offense. They swing it across to Zajac. Zajac's three ball is off the back of the rim, and the rebound is pulled down by Ethan Morton. Morton will look to drive, kicks out wide. Here comes a three, rattles around, no good. It was Clement who took it. Rebound pulled down by the Raiders. Here comes Roswell, firing a pass cross-court to Bush. Bush pumps a shot, drives, foul, and Bush will go to the line to shoot a pair. First miss of the quarter for Maddox Clement, and the third foul against Luke Patton. Headline. 58-42 the score, a minute to go in the third. Golden Tornado in front. First one for Bush is no good. Mason Bush with 21 tonight. Heck of an effort from the junior. He's had five threes. As Patton will check out with three fouls. Isaiah Scribner checking in. The Raiders will clear the lane. They only have two fouls in the half. We'll see if Bush can finish. This time he does. So the rebound, no concerns there for Kevin Trost and this Raiders team. 58-43. It's a 15-point lead for the Golden Tornado now with 52 seconds to go in the third. Butler may be content if they can pull it off to settle for last shot as opposed to exchange a two-for-one. Morton triggers right to Clement, who goes back to Morton, who goes back to Clement. Clement now facing pressure, lobs a pass to Morton, and Clement now will want to attack. Morton looking to drive, works his way, contact on the way up, no call. Rebound pulled down by Marcus Knight. Outlet pass to Mason Bush. Bush will circle around and float it up to Koken. Koken with the rock now, 20 seconds to go in the third. Swung along the perimeter to Zajac. Zajac floats it back to Mason Bush. Bush swings it across to Koken. 1-3-1, the defense. Actually, check that. Butler will move to man. Behringer fakes a shot inside to Mike. Back outside to Zajac. Left wide open, and he buries it. Zach Zajac making this a 12-point game as we go to the third. The Golden Tornado in front, 58-46. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes right here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
It was five threes from Maddox Clement in the third quarter that helped the Golden Tornado get back up to a 12-point lead. Remember, it was 33-28 at the half, and it wasn't a shabby showing for Seneca Valley in the third. They registered 18 points, including three threes. But the Golden Tornado were led by the sophomore Maddox Clement, who in that quarter alone put together 17 points. Seneca Valley will begin the fourth quarter with the ball. Here come the Raiders driving as Trey Behringer, and he finishes at the rim. Back to a 10-point game, and Behringer's got seven tonight. The Golden Tornado facing man-to-man defense. High screen from Montag. Morton will drive. Fouled on the way up, and Morton will go to the line to shoot two. They will get the foul against Mason, or rather Marcus Might. And Might now will pick up his fourth foul, and it will be the third of the half against the Raiders. Morton will go to the line where he is 3 of 4 tonight. First on the way from Morton is up and in. Second one from Morton is up and in. Morton tonight with 13 points. Golden Tornado win the 1-2-2 again. Maddox Clement at the top of it. Raiders swing it around. Now inside to Mike. Corner to Behringer. His three ball is up. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Scribner. Scribner feeds it up to Morton. Morton looks to attack. Now will be guarded quickly by Raiders defenders. He will circle it back around. Skips a pass corner to Montag. Montag's three is off the back of the rim and no good. Mason Bush there with the rebound. Butler leading by 12, 6 or 7 minutes to go in the fourth. Skip pass across to Marcus Mike. Interior pass to Zajac. Zajac's turnaround jumper does not fall. Rebound ripped down by Morton. Morton goes behind the back, brings it up the floor, looks to drive, through traffic, and he will be called for an offensive foul. And Matt Clement not happy about that. And so it will be the second foul against Morton, the fifth of the half against the Golden Tornado. Golden Tornado's bench not happy about it, and maybe understandably so. I don't know if I would have called a charge there. Maybe no foul at all, but charge could have been a bit of a stretch. Here's Koken with it. Feeds a corner to Mike. Turns around. Inside pass to Mason Bush, and he will be fouled on the way up. And so that foul will be assessed to Mason Montag, who will pick up his fourth foul. And it will be the sixth of the half against the Golden Tornado. First one on the way from Bush is up and in. Mason Bush with 23 points tonight for Seneca Valley as Luke Patton comes in for Mason Montag. Montag with four. Here comes the second from Bush. That one is good as well. So we're back to a 10-point ball game. Raiders haven't gone away just yet. A lot of ball game left. 6:20 to go in the fourth. Morton with the top of the key. Inside pass goes to Patton. Back out to Carney. Carney with a jumper just beyond the free throw line, and he buries it. Carney with his first point since the first quarter. Butler back up to a 12-point lead. 6:05 to go in the fourth. They swing it back to Koken. Koken walks it across the timeline. Now feeds corner to Mike. Back up top to Bush. Three ball halfway down but does not go. And the rebound is pulled down by Morton. Morton looking to drive, and he will draw a foul as Brendan Koken will be called with a reach. It will be Koken's second of the evening, and it will be the fourth of the half against the Raiders. The Golden Tornado will inbound right in front of their bench. They will inbound it to Ethan Morton. Morton will wait for the Seneca Valley defense to come. Until then, he will just hold on to the ball. Behringer now will come out and attack. High screen from Clement. Corner pass to Patton. Back up top to Clement. A long three is long as well. Rebound is pulled down by Seneca Valley. They feed it up to Mason Bush. Bush through traffic. His layup is up and in. Mason Bush having himself a heck of a night. 26 points for the junior. 62-52. Butler in front. 5:20 to go in the fourth. And as Martin comes down on the other end, he will draw a foul again. And that foul, I believe, will be against Trey Behringer. And, nope, check that. It will be against Mason Bush. It will be the first against Bush and the fifth against the Raiders. Butler to inbound on the baseline. They lob it in the backcourt to Ethan Morton. Morton will be picked up in the man-to-man defense by Behringer. 5:15 to go in the fourth. Golden Tornado lead by 10. Morton's going to want the one-on-one, and we're going to get a reach foul against the Raiders. So Behringer will pick up his second. It will be the sixth against the Raiders. And as we've seen many times tonight, or many times this year, I should say, Golden Tornado just one foul away from the 1-1. Martin looking to drive. Now he'll kick out wide to Carney. Carney going baseline. Skips the pass out to Clement. Clement's pass is deflected. However, he pulls it back down. Corner to Carney. Long three and good. Devin Carney with 11 tonight. Butler up by 13 again. Here comes Zajac on the other end, and we'll get a reach foul against the Golden Tornado, which will put the Raiders in the 1-1. Clement called for his first. It will be the seventh against Butler. And so the 1-1 will send Zach Zajac to the line, where he is 0-for-1 tonight. And he hits the front end of it. 8 points tonight for Zajac. 12-point lead for the Golden Tornado. 4:47 to go. Here comes the second. That one does not go. Morton there to rip down the board, and we will get a foul. And Morton will shoot it. Bush will be called for the reach foul, which will be his second and the seventh of the half against Seneca Valley. As Bush will plead his case to the official. But it will send Morton to the line, who hits the front end of the 1-1. 14 tonight for Morton. 6-7 from the line. He'll now make it 7-8. And we're going to get a foul against Seneca Valley. As on the rebound, Marcus Knight pushed down Maddox Clement, which should send, well, hold on. We may get this as a player control foul, which I don't know if that would necessarily even give the Golden Tornado the ball. And I think that's what the officials are talking about right now. Let's see what we've got. So the bucket is good. That foul is going to be against Marcus Mike, which will indeed send Maddox Clement to the line to shoot the 1-1. I thought potentially we could see a player control foul there. And actually, of note, that is Marcus Mike's fifth foul of the night. That will be the eighth foul against Seneca Valley. And we're going to get... thought maybe we'd get a technical foul against Seneca Valley's Kevin Tross, but that does not appear to be the case. Gabe Lawson will come in for Marcus Mike. 4:44 to go in the fourth, and now Clement will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. Front end of it is up. It is no good, and the rebound is pulled down by Mason Bush. Butler remaining in their full court pressure. 2-1-2 is the defense. Bush with it now, lobs it across, and we will get a timeout taken by Seneca Valley. And actually, they had the advantage the other way, so maybe not the best timeout taken by Kevin Tross. And it will be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep things here. Again, the Golden Tornado in front, 67-53. Just a little bit over 4 minutes to go in this ball game. It's been a bit more of a hectic fourth quarter. The officials hearing it from both sides of the crowd, actually. They've been hearing it from the Seneca Valley faithful, and then a few of the times it's been the Butler crowd harping on the men in stripes. I think Butler's a tough game to officiate. The style they play just tends to be up and down the floor, and you've got a lot of the focus on one player, and you don't want to call it every single time, and I think there's a delicate balance that the officials have to work on, and not quite sure actually how to handle it. And that's why I'm over here, and that's why they're on the floor. So after the timeout, Seneca Valley will inbound on the sideline. And they kick it into the backcourt to Zach Zajax. He triggers right to Lawson. 1-3-1, the defense for the Golden Tornado. Swung around, open three for Zajax. Halfway down, does not go. Rebound pulled down by Devin Carney after being tipped out by Luke Patton. Carney with it now, right side wing. Transition three for the freshman is good. A beautiful pump fake by Devin Carney to Clement. Got the defense away from him. And Devin Carney is able to finish. He's got four threes tonight, 70-53. Butler in front. Lawson driving. His layup is up and in. Gabe Lawson with 8 points tonight, 70-55. Full court pressure from the Raiders. Morton will throw it across to Luke Patton. People thought he traveled, but he's able to lob it up instead to Maddox Clement. Clement now working his way through traffic, double teamed in a timeout, smartly taken by the Golden Tornadoes, Matt Clement. He just wants a 30-second timeout. So again, we'll keep it here. 3:43 to go in the fourth. It's a 70-55 lead for the Golden Tornado. It'll be a 1-1 situation on both ends for both teams the rest of the way here. I should say bonus situation for both teams here coming down the stretch. Mason Bush, the leading scorer for the Seneca Valley Raiders tonight. He's got 26 points. Meanwhile, for the Golden Tornado, their leading scorer is Maddox Clement. His 17-point performance in the third quarter, the primary reason why the Golden Tornado lead by 15 tonight. Outside of that, Ethan Morton with 15, Luke Patton with 12, and Devin Carney now with 14 points in this ballgame. So the starting five contributing significantly points-wise to this ballgame. So now we've got a little bit of contact before the ball is, before the ball is inbounded. So the officials will get that sorted out. And so Luke Patton will inbound. And he will feed it in to Ethan Morton, who is guarded tightly by Gabe Lawson. And we will get a blocking call. And it was there that the initial contact was happening before that ball was inbounded. And so the tight defense played by Lawson will have him pick up his second foul in the ninth of the half against the Seneca Valley Raiders. Morton will go back to the line to shoot the 1-1. Tonight he is 7 of 8 from the charity stripe. Front end of the 1-1 on the way for Morton. It rattles around, but it does not go, and the rebound is pulled down by Brendan Koken and the Raiders. Koken will feed it up to Mason Bush. Bush's three ball in transition does not fall. The rebound, though, is pulled down by Lawson. He outlets it to Zajac. Swung back around to Lawson. Pumps the pass now, goes corner to Behringer. Low post to Bush. Back up top to Koken. Corner back to Bush. Bush buries the three. He's got 29 tonight. 70-58 to score, and we'll get another foul against Seneca Valley. That foul will be against Mason Bush, who will pick up his third. It will be the 10th of the half for Seneca Valley, so double bonus the rest of the way for the Golden Tornado. 70-58, Butler leads, 3:19 to go in the fourth. And here comes the first one for Luke Patton, who was going to the line, and he hits it home. 13 points tonight for Patton. And here comes the second from the lefty. Halfway down, but it does not fall. Rebound pulled down by Seneca Valley as the Golden Tornado opted to let the lane in the Raiders' hands. Seneca Valley in transition now. Koken with the ball in the corner. Guarded tightly by Carney. They feed it back up top to Lawson. Lawson will look to penetrate. Drive, fouled on the way up, and Lawson will go to the line to shoot two. Foul will be against Isaiah Scribner. Scribner will pick up his third. It will be the eighth of the night, or rather eighth of the half for the Golden Tornado. So Lawson will shoot two. First one from Lawson is good. Second one from Lawson. That one hits as well. 10 points tonight for Gabe Lawson. Full court pressure from the Raiders. They float it up to a wide open Isaiah Scribner. Kicks it out wide to Clement. Three ball. Good. Maddox Clement with 23 tonight. And six. Make that seven threes in this ballgame. 74-60, they lead. Zajac with it now, right side wing. Flips it over to Bush. His three ball is long. No good. Rebound pulled down by Luke Patton. Patton through defenders, and there will be a reach foul on Gabe Lawson. So Lawson will pick up his third. It will be another double bonus look for Luke Patton at the line. Patton tonight, 1-2. 13 points total. First one is up from Patton, and that is good. Rattles around on the rim before falling. So now a 15-point lead for the Golden Tornado, 75-60. Second one from Luke is good as well. 76-60, Butler in front. Full court pressure, ball is stolen. Luke Patton flips it over to Carney. Carney drives, layup does not go. Morton with the rebound, and he will circle it back around before getting a foul called against Seneca Valley on Morton. They will get Zajac with the reach. So it will be two shots for Ethan Morton and a timeout taken by Seneca Valley. We'll take a timeout ourselves. Golden Tornado in front, 76-60. You're listening to Butler Basketball on WBUT and the Trib Life High School Sports Network.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Now the Golden Tornado had four threes at the end of the first half. Since that time, Maddox Clement has been responsible for six of them on his own. And the Golden Tornado now up to 12 threes they've hit tonight. 76-60, they lead in the fourth quarter. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT and the Triple Live High School Sports Network. We'll join you again on Tuesday as the Golden Tornado are actually off this Friday. And so they will begin their second half of play inside the section when they make the trip to North Allegheny. We'll have coverage beginning with the McDonald's pregame show at 7:20 and tip-off scheduled for right around 7:30. As always, those numbers are a bit approximate, and it really just depends on when the junior varsity game wraps up. So here comes the first one from Ethan Morton. It is up, and it is off the front of the rim, and no good. He's missed his last two from the line. Second one from Ethan, though. It's home. 77-60, Butler in front, 2:20 to go in the fourth. It will be Behringer driving. The ball is tipped around, loose on the floor, out of bounds on the Golden Tornado. Seneca Valley will keep the ball as Morton barrels through the Seneca Valley bench and into the cheerleaders. A little debris on the floor, and that will be taken care of. Looks like it came off a pom-pom of a Raiders cheerleader. But it's picked up, and so the Raiders will inbound. 2:14 to go in the fourth. They trail by 17. Behringer kicks it out to Zajac. Now swung along to Mason Bush. Perimeter pass to Behringer. Floater to Mason Bush. Backdoor alley-oop does not go. Luke Patton pulls down the board, tangled up between two Seneca Valley defenders. And that ball goes out of bounds on the Golden Tornado, and the Raiders will keep the ball. As heavy pressure from the Seneca Valley defense forced Patton to throw an errant pass that went out of bounds. Just inside 2 minutes now, again, the Golden Tornado in front by 17. It is Bush with it, right side wing. Bush will look to drive, gets to the baseline, dishes to Lawson. Lawson will be fouled on the way up, and so Gabe Lawson will go to the line to shoot two. Ethan Morton will actually pick up his third foul tonight. It will be the ninth of the half against the Golden Tornado. Lawson, a perfect 4-of-4 from the charity stripe so far. He's hit 10 points tonight. Here comes the first for Lawson, and that one is good as well. Lawson, a member of the Seneca Valley football team that went to the Whitfield Championship, where they were taken down by North Allegheny as Lawson hits the front end of it. 77-62, the score. Morton with it now, and we've got a reach foul. Brendan Koken called for a reach against Morton. They wanted an offensive foul called against Morton, against Mason Bush. But instead, Koken will pick up his third, and Morton will go to the line to shoot two. Kevin Trost exchanging words with one of the officials, the official, in fact, who made the call. And again, this is where we talk about how tough it is, I think, to officiate a game in which it is centered around Morton, in which the defense, I think, gets frustrated by playing against him as Morton hits the first. And as I mentioned, you don't want to call everything, but you got to call a lot of it. And that's eventually what happens. And the fourth quarter is littered with filled-in circles in my book from the free throw line. Morton hits the second. So 79-62, the Golden Tornado in front. Minute 39 to go in the fourth. Lawson will drive. His scoop layup does not go. Morton pulls down the board. He will outlet himself. Looks to drive baseline. He does get by three Seneca Valley defenders. Gets to the other side where he will draw the reach foul. Zach Zajac. Called for either a reach or a push that will send Morton back to the line. Zay Jax will pick up his third. Morton 10 of 13 tonight from the line. First one up off the front of the rim. Colby Anderson will check into this ball game. He comes in for Isaiah Scribner. Buck 27 to go. Here comes the second from Martin. It is up. It is in. And Anthony Beloy will come into this game for Ethan, who checks out, finishing with 19 points tonight. Met with a round of applause as the Golden Tornado now lead by 20. It's 80 to 62 in the fourth. Pass goes to Mason Bush. His three ball is tipped, but he's able to follow his shot. His putback layup does not go. We've got a jump ball or a foul. We're going to get a foul. It will be called against Anthony Malloy, who will pick up his first. And that will be the 10th against the Golden Tornado. So we've got a double bonus situation and an opportunity for Mason Bush to get across 30 points. He sits at 29 right now. First one from Bush off the front of the rim and no good. Been very impressed with the juniors game tonight, his ability to hit the three. We've seen some nice drives as well. Second one is up, and it is in. 30 points tonight for Mason Bush. A heck of an effort. Carney with the ball now, working his way across the timeline. Now double team. Bounces it over to Luke Patton, and Patton will draw the foul as they call Brendan Koken for the reach. So it will be the fourth against Koken. And again, still in the double bonus are the Golden Tornado. Butler leading 80-63, 104 to go in the fourth. First one is up and in for Luke Patton. Patton tonight with a nice game as well, 16 points total. Trey Roswell, Connor Lysak into this ball game for Seneca Valley, and Kevin King will check in for the Golden Tornado. He comes in for Maddox LeMann, who is given a nice round of applause from the away crowd. 23 points tonight for Maddox. Heck of a ball game. The end one is made by Luke, or rather the second one is made by Luke Patton. Seneca Valley forces it up the floor quickly. They get it to Mason Bush. Minute to go. Bounces it over to Lysak. Lysak corner to Roswell. Roswell's pass goes to Brendan Koken. Koken is fouled by Kevin King, and so we'll prolong what appears to be the inevitable by sending Koken to the line. However, Kevin King does get a notch in the book as he picks up his first foul. 53.3 seconds to go. First one for Koken is good. It'll be the first point of the night for Brendan Koken. Devin Carney, Luke Patton checking out. Nice nights for both of them. Devin Carney with 14 points and Luke Patton with 17. Second one from Koken off the front of the rim. Rebound fought for, pulled down by Seneca. They will drive. The pass is deflected and Anthony Malloy is there to take it away. Malloy will bring it up the floor, throw it in deep to Charlie Kranebacher, but that pass is intercepted. Gabe Lawson coming down the other way, and Malloy will be called for a reach foul. And so Gabe Lawson will go to the line to shoot two. So Lawson back to the line. He's been perfect tonight, 6 of 6. First one is up, and no good. The announcer's jinx never fails. Lawson with 12 points tonight. And he hits the second. Malloy has the ball now, 30 seconds to go. He flips it over to the newly entered Zach Slummers, who finds Kevin King. Swings it over to Charlie Kranebacher. A bit of miscommunication as the ball is thrown out of bounds. So 82-65, 26 seconds to go in the fourth. Roswell with it now, feeds it over to Lysak. Lysak drives, draws a foul, and the bucket. That foul called against Colby Anderson. And the and one is up but no good for Lysak. Zach Slomers pulls down the rebound. Slomers brings it up the floor. 11 seconds to go. Slomers nearly, and in fact he did. It goes into the backcourt, and so we've got an over and back violation. Seneca Valley will get the ball for the final 8.5 seconds, unless we get a foul here at some point, which has happened, I think, on nearly every possession here in the final 3 minutes. Roswell to inbound. That ball is tipped. It goes into the hands of Zach Slomers, and Slomers now can just hold on to the ball, and that gives us our final score. The Golden Tornado coming away with an 82-67 win. We'll recap it next right here on WBUT and the Trib Life High School Sports Network.